Hello, welcome to 12 Points from mostly America, still the only Eurovision podcast, hi everyone, I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Liz.
And I'm Danny.
Hey, we got Danny back. Welcome everyone. Hey. I feel like we haven't been introducing ourselves much this week, but those are our names. Sam is in Vienna. She'll be joining us at some point, I believe. In the thick of it, recording a different podcast, Trader, and but we just got through Semi 2, and I think maybe the biggest surprise of Semi 2 this year is that there weren't really any surprises when it comes to the results.
If you're looking at the betting odds and or the model,
yeah. You know we are, or the model. Oh, the precious model. I'm really happy for the model, actually, because the model got it entirely right. The betting odds also got it, went 10 for 10. It's harder to get excited about that.
But are we excited about this outcome? I mean,
there's a lot of songs here that I am glad went through, but there's like, we all know that like the 8, 9, and 10 slots were going to be brutal to choose between them. Just feels strange that something like Malta gets through, while Latvia and Switzerland have to be cast away into the trash heap. It feels like a crime.
That's not the biggest crime of the night, though.
Yeah, no. I feel like this episode is going to be like 60% dunking on Cyprus.
Anjala, yes, Anjala, yes.
Yeah, I don't want Jala. I don't want Jala.
Who wants Jala?
Apparently a good number of people want Jala.
People watching the show on mute.
Like I'm gonna be. If Jala was 10th by like a point, I'm gonna be so frustrated. And I understand. Look, I've dumped on Germany so much this year, yeah. And I feel like a lot of the things I could say about this qualifying apply to the things I've said about Germany. But like, I understand this sort of song has an audience. You know, I'm glad that there are songs that a song like this clearly has caused enjoyment for people or whatever.
It has caused enjoyment.
Yes, it has caused enjoyment to occur in the hearts and minds,
whether you like it or not,
at least a few hundred people. And the thing that I have a really hard time letting go, though, is just the fact that this got in over at Switzerland. Not because I liked it more, which I do, but because like the amount of effort and art behind Switzerland and Latvia and this was more popular. I guess I'm just confused. It had this been impeccably performed, you know, it's a solid Fuego-esque thing, right?
Yeah,
but it wasn't. It wasn't yesterday, and it wasn't today. It's rough.
Two things, Eric, two things. One, we said during previews that Switzerland has a hard time winning here, that is a radio song, not a Eurovision song. Number two, this is the only Fuego. It's not competing against anyone else.
In the semi,
Germany is also there, yes, but not competing. But this night, for those people who are among that very vocal contingent of Eurovision fans who just want a beautiful, hot, sexy lady singing a banger dance track. I'm being very generous by saying banger dance track. But like, that's been a big genre for the past 7 years, and that's all they're seeing. This is the only one this semi. Of course it was going to sop up a bunch of the votes.
But it was terrible. I mean...
Yes, but it was bad. Yes, but...
I'd like to think... If this was her performance, and I didn't see the jury show, if it was just like this last night too, then
it was.
Oh yeah,
she wouldn't have gotten anything from the jury, or almost nothing. It did look, the staging was very pretty at times.
Gorgeous,
looks really
good. Performance,
are you sure? Her dancing on top of a dystopian conference table—it did not look great. It did not look great to me.
Yeah, but the lighting.
Wait a minute.
There was that overhead shot. I thought was pretty.
Wait. Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
No, it all makes sense now. The conference table is where people go for Jala.
Oh, geez.
And
yes.
And the waiting room outside the conference room is where Bangaranga happened. It's connected. There's a story.
All right. Then why didn't Armenia get through if they're in the elevator and in the actual office? They're on the main floor.
Armenia is going to go down next to like dance our own party with me. I just don't understand what was wrong with it. And I know
it's super aggressive. And this, I mean, the staging was only slightly kind of cool. Park did fine.
Better than Park.
If we're having this argument, I would say Park was more coherent than this. This felt very frenetic at times, and I'm sure that turned a lot of people off. And I'm not even sure the juries would have been excited about it either.
Yeah. In retrospect, you have to ask yourself, what's this song about?
Hating work.
Yeah. What is it about? It's about hating work. Guess what? We got Einsfeld dry. That's what we can do with. We got too much.
That's nice.
I'll say I came around to Bulgaria with this staging. It somehow made it more interesting for what is probably behind Jala the most repetitive song this year. I've been kind of vocally against Bulgaria here this year, and it is now passable for me. Which
please explain to me how this staging won you over, unless you're really into low budget 70s slasher films. Because
what I had in my mind, Derek, is the national final staging, which we were watching the entire preview season, and that was just, I thought she looked, oh, this is gonna sound so mean, but she just looked so airheaded. She looked so like, I believe the phrase that I used was something like, she looks like every spoiled heiress at a St. Petersburg nightclub at 3 a.m. And I'm like, that's not someone that I want to watch. That's not someone that I want to listen to. The person that I saw tonight is someone who was much more interesting to me.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
The choreography was really good. And her physical performance was quite good.
Yes. Eating the camera very nicely.
Derek, I get the impression that overall you were not a big fan of this staging, though.
I just...
What?
As soon as they pop up and they're sitting in those chairs and the fake wood panel on the walls and the kind of transparent masks, it instantly looked like a slasher film. I could not get that out of my head the whole time. I'm like, one of them's going to whip out a chainsaw here or something.
I got that feeling. Like, it felt like, this is going to sound probably terrible, a support group for like people from the Batman films.
Oh my God, like a church basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you get some bars like, on the way
out. Yeah.
Some terrible coffee.
Yeah. I mean,
but that's exactly what it looks like. I mean, I'm like thinking about, I went to a funeral a few months ago. That's unrelated, but that's what the back of the church looked like.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. But it's a club banger song about like going just full riot and they're sitting in a church basement.
Going unhinged.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it supposed to be funny? Is it supposed to be like a parody of that kind of thing?
I don't know if I understand it.
I will say that. You're on to something there, Derek, where it's just like, this doesn't seem like a cheeky song. So why is there like a cheeky staging? Yeah, I feel that.
I think what it, in terms of Eurovision songs, the thing that it maybe reminds me of the most in terms of just sort of the weird abstract nature to it is maybe Dihaj's Skeletons, which did well. And people enjoyed the staging. It didn't really make a lot of sense. It was in a sort of enclosed space and there were masks and a lot of weird dancing. If I did that dance, by the way, this is also true of Armenia. But if I banged my head up and down like that quickly, I would need to lie in bed for 3 days. That's some really, really crazy choreo for people who are sitting down. Like that part of it's really cool. What if, just thinking out loud, if like the Bangarang, maybe she's lying. It doesn't mean just anything. It's like Baba Yaga or the Babadook or something. And they're in the basement because they're hiding from it. But then it turns out she's the Bangaranga the whole time.
So the Bangaranga is like some A24 horror folk monster that represents the different stages of grief.
This is an Ari Aster production.
Movie podcast.
Oh.
This is fresh off the wire here. A text from Eric's mother, who is not watching the show in real time, and her three favorites, without having seen who qualifies, Luxembourg, we regret to inform you, did not qualify. Sorry, Malta, good job. And Bulgaria, which I did not expect. My mom likes Bulgaria. From your mother.
Well, she spent more time in Lutheran basements than anyone. So, I mean, maybe it just feels like home.
I don't know.
You
ask the question every now and again, like, what country are we sleeping on? I think it's Bulgaria. And I think I would say it has a very good chance of ending up in the top five for some reason.
If you're out there, I'm kicking Greece out of there. Tell us why you specifically like Bulgaria and its staging. We want to hear from you. Explain it to us.
That's you, dear reader.
The listener. Yes.
Let us know what it is that clicks for. And I like it a lot. I just don't really understand it. There are a lot of things I like that I don't understand. By the way, in case you missed it, my mom's four favorites from semi one were Croatia, Portugal, Estonia, and San Marino, baby.
Good Lord.
I love my mom. Let me be clear about that.
This contest has something for everyone.
It does.
Someone for everyone.
Can I claim a personal victory just in terms of staying on the topic of songs that people have come around on? Can I claim a personal victory in forcing Derek to accept the gospel of Dawnshine?
Honestly, watching that staging and his performance, I was sold. I think I was too hung
it's
up
a
on
fun
the
little song.
Competitive. Yeah. No, this is you're right.
It's nice to have the host company. It's nice to have the host country just put forth a song that is fun, that is not just like lazy and just going, you know what? Take this. This one's fun. We thought that was kind of what was happening last year when Switzerland sent Voyage. We kind of thought that didn't really have a shot until holy hell, that televote. Or sorry.
The jury
that's kind of like I like when host countries do that. This is going to get about a dozen points, and that's fine.
Here's the question: is this beating the UK?
Yes.
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay,
I'm not sure. I really enjoy the UK presentation. I think it's just so ridiculous.
It's a fever dream.
I know. Yeah.
In a semi full of fever dreams.
Yeah.
Also, I need to give a quick shout out to Liz for doing a lot of the legwork on our social media bit tonight. So for Semi One, we've been doing this thing ever since they said you can't take pictures during the dress rehearsals anymore, where we just do something else to represent the artists. And it's always very insulting and dumb. And like last year for one of the semis, I drew everyone, which was really fun. For semi one, I used images from the movie Batman and Robin, because it's one of Austria's greatest exports, sort of. Tonight it was things covered in Swarovski,
or made
of Swarovski. A couple of these I laughed so hard when Liz showed me. I cannot believe she found a pepperoni pizza, a Swarovski pizza, a slice of pepperoni specifically. Mm-hmm.
It's everything. Yeah. It's everything. Yeah. God.
I really just loved the elevator.
You found an elevator. I love that for Norway at the end. It was just a photo of Harry Styles
in a Swarovski jumpsuit.
Oh, I know.
Can I ask the question? Anyway, is Miss Swarovski the host related to the Swarovski?
Yes, she is.
Swarovskis. Jesus.
Her dad is one of the main Swarovskis. It sounds like
Dr. Swarovski. Okay. Yes. All right. Yeah. Is that why she's here?
I was curious about that and looked it up, and I learned that she is, in addition to being a Swarovski, she is dating the guy that owns 49% of Red Bull.
Really?
Okay.
So power couple right there. And he's also the other host. These hosts, there have been points where I thought Michael, whatever, was going to get to a level that was like so bad it's good. Like, this guy's so corny, you can't help but love him. And it just is not happening.
Has not panned out that way yet.
No.
I did appreciate the opening bit tonight. I thought that was good.
That part's good.
And that's the nicest thing I can say.
The hosting, the quipping, the joke writing really kind of feels like it is on the level of the most insufferable speaker at your corporate conference. It does not feel like Eurovision. It feels very bad. Like,
well, which is a shame really for the 70th contest, you know? Just,
yeah.
I feel like we should be celebrating the best that Eurovision can give, and this ain't it. Sorry, Orf.
I'm kind of surprised at Malta, just to bring it back to a couple of these qualifiers that really seem to have been on the border. Malta seems odd, especially since Malta has sent a lot of great stuff over the past couple of years. And this is the one that gets, you know, that gets in. I feel like it might have gotten in handily.
So here's my two cents on this. I think the staging elevated the song. I don't think he performed it badly. I think the song's kind of a nothing burger.
It's not a vocally trying song.
No. But I think if the people watching looked at semifinal one and said, I'm pissed that Portugal didn't qualify, I want something that has that kind of mood. Then you look at Malta and you say, I'll take that. I'll vote for that. I want something that sounds kind of calm and comforting, and you know,
it's a mellower song. Yeah.
That
was a very simple staging. They really didn't overthink it. They were like, hey, we got this cool little thing
that we spent a lot of money on.
Yeah, that's it. We're gonna trap him inside the pergola of madness with the pixel babes, and he's just gonna keep singing with that mustache. That's what he's gonna do.
You know, that was the idea after the contest. Yeah. Is take this rotating thing that Malta spent a lot of money on, I assume, put it right at the gates of Valletta. As it's
Why not? There's a means of crowd control.
It's just a huge ancient thing. Yeah, just put it right there, and then it's like a turnstile. Valletta is great.
In terms of our other
measurably worse.
In terms of our other big prop of the night, I would like to bring up what Liz has very subtly termed in the chat, the piano boner.
That was Sam.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. Piano boner, Sam. Sam, piano boner, Ross. I really haven't been giving Australia the time of day. I think it is a not backwards thinking pop song, but just like that's a charting pop song from the past 10 years is what it feels like. Unfortunately, I have to admit that she is extremely good as a performer and I'm really seeing it. And I totally understand why there are some people who say that it has the sauce, and depending on how voting goes, this could be a narrow win for Australia. I can see it. I can see it becoming a three pony race between our Nords and our Australians. What can I say? She hits those notes at the end and she's standing on top of that big stupid piano like a non-vampiric Melvin. Like it's a great performance. It's a great performance. I hate to say it.
Yeah, sorry,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to just say I couldn't agree more. A thing that I think that came to mind was a few weeks ago, Liz and I went and saw Lady Gaga. And the level of production value, and I'm not saying any of this is a dig at Eurovision, but like the production value and the consistency of vocals and all of the dancers for 2.5 hours, just go. We don't get a ton of performers like that at Eurovision that just feel that elevated. And I don't mean elevated like piano boner. I mean,
literally.
The piano boner apparently was borrowed from Beyonce.
What?
Had that same lift in one of her stages once. And the belief, or I don't know how confirmed this is, was that they maybe got it from her. Delta felt like a headlining act.
Yes.
Like that.
She's not Gaga, brought in a ringer.
But like it really does feel like a ringer. And yeah, I mean, I think there are still people who are just never going to vote for Australia, and I think that's going to cost them a little bit. But this year, you know, it's a bit open. She is up to second in the betting odds now. She passed both.
Sure.
She passed Ferto. She passed Denmark.
Hmm. Interesting.
I could see her ending up right about there. We'll talk more about the final and the winners, I think, tomorrow. Yeah. But
imagine it'll still be another hour or two before we have the running order for Saturday. in hand. Yes.
And we'll have that to talk about as well.
Yeah.
Romania.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw it. I saw it finally. Yeah. It's that's a hard rock song, and it is being performed well. They realized that we have to make it look like we're a rock band. That's just the vibe that we have to have in the staging. But we're not playing our instruments, so let's have as much goddamn fun with it as we can. The whipping of those ropes attached to the guitars, the way they're attached to it looks fantastic on a TV screen. It looks it's fantastic.
Amazing. It is amazing.
And go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think Alexandra's mannerisms and like they say, acting, 50% of acting is with your eyes. Like, you really need a song called Choke Me to be sung by someone who looks like they really mean it.
Yeah.
Oh, she sold the hell out of it. Yeah.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think I loved their the white hooded phantom.
Yes.
Like, spirit and thing. Like the cuts back and forth, yeah. With her, she's mentioning like the phantom, shot, and she's talking about all these things. They're flashing back and forth. It's almost like two sides of two sides of one person almost.
Like that scene in Lord of the Rings where Gollum talks to himself.
Sure.
Movie podcast.
But no, I really loved her staging, and she does the most intense crazy eyes.
Wow.
No, I love it. I am hoping for a top five finish from her.
Really?
It could happen. Romania has a hell of a diaspora vote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
they have a little bit of sympathy with returning too, mm-hmm. since they're freshly back.
She did draw producer's choice, we know.
Excellent.
I think we can sort of count on Greece not being top five. I know Derek and I were big on Greece. I think that's a top three track, but on stage, I don't think it's a top five act.
People are still talking about it winning the televote, and I don't see it. I think too many people are just going to be like, this is weird. Honestly, I think a lot of people are going to be like, this looks like AI, and I'm not going to vote for it.
I can't see
it. It's hard to know how big that block is, but I think it's a non-zero.
I don't think so.
I feel like he's going to be, with what we've seen, I don't think he's going to pull off a Tommy Cash monster televote that'll propel him into the top five. I think he's going to have to settle for being like eighth or ninth or something at this point. I think he could still do top 10. He seems like he's got a lot of support.
Yeah, I think he'll do fine. I think him as a winner is pretty much out of the question. If I'm wrong about that, cool. Like, that's a fun winner.
Yeah.
But there are other things I really would prefer, not to be wrong about. Let's see. We've got, what haven't we talked about?
Let's talk about the least surprising.
Ukraine,
for it,
yeah. Pure class. I mean, no real surprises there. Obviously, Denmark, I think, maybe the
least surprising qualification there from this semifinal, I think. A little pitchy at the start, but this staging, for as simple as it is, looks good on TV, and he hit those notes. He hit the most important notes, and the most important notes are very impressive there at the end. He is not doing park and bark dancing. He is moving a lot during this performance. It's very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I love that it gives I think as I've been listening to that song and watching the music video, it doesn't really give me a good feeling about what this song is about, but I feel like the staging actually gave me a better picture, weirdly, of what the song is about. Like, I think it kind of stripped it back a little bit and added, like, you're listening to the words more instead of focusing on what's going on, but then like the multiplicity of the mirrors kind of reflects the theme a little better, I think, than even the music video did.
So talking about Denmark?
No, I was talking about Czechia. Sorry, did we jump?
Oh, I realized halfway through the sentence that you were talking about Czechia, and I was like, oh, this makes way more sense.
Okay, me too. Yeah.
Did I tune out for a second there?
I really think that staging is incredible, and I think it does. You find yourself, I think it really presents that well. You find yourself at a crossroads, and there are all these versions of you, of future you, right? Depending on which path you take. Like, I think that's a super easy thing to grok and to get. I thought of this too late to make a tweet, but about the song. But I just want to say that it's a song about taking time to reflect.
Literally.
Good night, everybody.
Yes. Good. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see how the votes all hashed out here. I know Czechia was announced last, so it just feels intuitively like it was a very narrow qualification for them. But I can see this being like four or five. For some reason, I can see this finally being, man, is Czechia going to break the top 10 finally with some quality? Are people finally going to care?
The jury is going to give this a lot of points.
Yeah.
And then the televote.
We'll see.
We'll see.
It's going to be interesting because we have, I know they're not super similar, but Denmark and Czechia, I feel like, are kind of doing very similar things. And it's going to be interesting how they compete with each other on the final. I feel like they could do well with the juries in both cases, but televote always seems to pick one over the other.
Yeah. We have one more breaking dispatch from my mom,
who has apparently made it to that part of the show.
Yeah. I'm disappointed for Luxembourg. It was my very favorite today.
Very favorite. All right.
I've heard other people say that.
It's a nice song, you know.
And Stevie had similar thoughts today. Yeah, she's saying much better today than she did yesterday. Yeah. It was pitchy as hell.
Yesterday it was bad. Today it sounded really nice.
If she sings to like yesterday, what she sang today, I think we're having a different conversation. I don't know.
What came close to not qualifying here? I assume Cyprus, although I guess I don't assume that because I don't know.
I mean, Malta, maybe? I mean, like,
Norway. I think Norway might be our number 10.
Yeah, I could see that.
Norway feels like the number 10.
Any of those.
Yeah. What do you think was last?
Azerbaijan.
Okay.
I feel like everyone is very much in line here. I don't see Azerbaijan as... You think Azerbaijan bested Armenia? You think Azerbaijan bested Luxembourg? No.
I wouldn't think so.
I will say, I'll give them this. I appreciated the move from like second chorus through a chunk of that in Azeri instead of English.
Yeah.
I think that was a solid move. I don't think it was certainly not enough to save the song.
But... Even though just the word go in Azerbaijani just sounds like git. So she's saying, go on, git. Like time.
Go on, git now.
Git. Yeah. Go. Just git. I shouldn't make fun of that. Whatever.
No, we can't because the song's also
a couple other notes that I pulled up here. Sounds like Sam is getting the boot from the press center because it's closing for the night, not because she like tore down a TV.
At least I don't. Because I guess, Armenia didn't qualify.
Actually, I guess she didn't say why she was peeing. Why or yeah, maybe. So yeah, we'll check in with Sam tomorrow on table flips and whatever.
She did want to pass on, however, that her personal predictions were in fact 10 for 10, and there's a new queen to stand for.
Nope.
Liz is canceled.
Yep. I'm right out.
Liz is over.
All Sam.
It's all about
the time
Sam
now.
Okay. Now that I've canceled my wife, where's the what's the thing I was looking at? Yeah. Qualification streak stats, which are always interesting. Obviously, Luxembourg had been an incredible 100%, 2 for 2. They are now a mere 66-point-something%.
Pathetic. No.
But Ukraine is up to 16 straight. They're still 100%.
Are they higher than Sweden now at this point? Still?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. This is Sweden's 12th straight. I think theirs goes back to like 2011.
2011, yeah.
Or somewhere in there. Norway.
Oh, no, 2010.
2010.
Yeah, because they lost to... Satellite.
Norway is 9 in a row now, which surprised me because I feel like they've had some stinkers. But
they had a couple of like
you feel that way because they have.
Yeah.
Ticks.
Six straight for Lithuania, as we had talked about in the last one, and Finland. 4 straight for Israel. 3 straight for Greece. 2 straight for Albania, Denmark, Malta. All ones that I'm thrilled to see have any kind of streak, and also Poland. Breaking their non-qualifier streaks of various sizes, we had Australia, Belgium, Bulgaria, Croatia, Cyprus, Czechia, Romania, Moldova, and Serbia. In terms of... thank goodness.
It's time.
Like
the land of Danny and I's people.
Adonks, I think the staging really just screwed it. But in terms of song quality and usually staging quality, they've always been good enough. And it's just, I don't know, doesn't always work out. In terms of NQ streaks, we have, well, there are only three countries of multiple years now. And that's Georgia with just two. It's been 2 years since Nusa Brutada. And the Azerbaijan's up to four. And I, this sucks. Montenegro is up to seven.
Yeah.
Now. God,
yeah. And yes. Like, not fair. Not fair.
No, no. I Nova Zora.
Azerbaijan really hasn't gone through since the scandal year.
Yep. I mean, it kind of makes sense. They, jeez. I mean, so when that one qualified, that was in Turin, it made the final with no televote points in the semi. It was all jury. Then, not long after that, they did televote only semis for a couple of years. They have no shot in those. And then this year, they were, it wasn't a very good song. It was, I think, the weakest in a crazy strong semifinal. So, like, what are you going to do? As far as Montenegro goes, I'm really bummed. Nova Zora, not Nora Zova. Ask your doctor if Nova Zora is. It just didn't quite come together.
It was kind of vocals.
Yeah.
Again, a great track, but unfortunately not a good track.
I really thought this was it, though. And I think a lot of people did. And I'm really bummed. And I want them to...
I want all of the small countries to, when they come with something that's really good, to go through. I want Malta, a tiny country that rarely has a shot, to go through. I just don't want it to go through with this, you know? I want Czechia, which keeps sending great stuff, to go through. I want Slovenia, when they come back to the contest, to qualify with great stuff and have a shot. I want these tiny countries to have a great shot. I don't want it to keep being Finland and Sweden and all of the usual suspects. I want it to be a tiny boy.
Yeah. It's
an unstoppable juggernaut, Finland.
Yeah. It has now been...
Finland, that in the past 5 years, 5 or 6 years, has really been like a darling to a very vocal contingent that doesn't like Sweden. And, you know, even I liked Sarah Aalto. Give her a break.
That was 2018. And it made the finals. I don't know what you're...
Wait, it did? What?
Yeah, it did very badly when it got there. But
it's okay. Yes, it did poorly.
But it made it. That's the important thing.
Good for it.
It has been 9 years now since a country won for the first time. This is a question that I don't need to answer now. I think we can save this for tomorrow. Think about, could we see another? And if we do, who's it going to be? Just think about that. Well, that's your teaser for tomorrow. All right. So assuming Sam isn't in jail, she will be with us tomorrow to talk about... The running order and just our thoughts on the final, who we think's got it. And then I assume we'll all be back together on Saturday to talk about whatever the hell happened.
It's
the winner.
We'll talk about Australia. We'll talk about Denmark. We'll talk about Finland. We will talk about what Israel is doing to the vote skew. What a treat this will
be. Well, we don't know that exactly, but I mean, I think that'll be a question tomorrow. Yes. I think that does it for today. Thanks to everyone for listening. As always, check us out, 12pointsforamerica.com. Check out the Patreon. If you think we're cool enough that we deserve money, then you can facilitate that by going to patreon.com/12pointsforamerica. You get early access to these shows, including this week. And we're going to do some other special stuff pretty soon, I think. I still want to do just like riffing on the 24/7 stream. I think that would be fun. So we'll see. Until then, I've been Eric.
I've been Derek.
I've been Liz.
And I've been Danny.
And America and all the other places.
And Vienna and everywhere.
Yes.
Stop
listening.
Listening now.
Looking at you, Wagadugu. Stop listening.